Former President Trump is taking on three of the country's biggest tech companies. He's suing Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, which is owned by Google, for temporarily banning or completely booting him from their sites. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin is live for us in New York tonight with more on this. And also, Tom, some breaking news tonight about Trump's personal lawyer.
A lot of legal activity around Donald Trump's inner circle right now, that's for sure, Marty. Yes, Rudy Giuliani, his law license temporarily suspended here in New York and now in Washington, D.C. as well. And these two things are related. We've reached out to the former New York City mayor's camp, normally quite responsive, not so much tonight, but these are temporary suspensions in both jurisdictions. The Washington outcome will depend on what state court officials here in New York decide to do. Will they make it permanent? We'll keep you posted on that. Meantime, the social media lawsuit involving former President Donald Trump announced today in Bedminster, New Jersey. The president announcing a class action. He will be the center of it, claiming he's been unfairly censored.
We're demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting, banishing, and canceling that you know so well.
The lawsuits filed in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida targeting Google, Facebook, and Twitter, along with their CEOs. Twitter and Facebook suspended Donald Trump after his followers stormed the Capitol January 6th. Both companies expressing concern the president would incite more violence. Twitter's ban was permanent. Trump can't post on Facebook for another 2 years.
In addition, we are asking the court to impose punitive damages on these social media giants. We're going to hold big tech very accountable.
Legally, the tech companies can run their platforms the way they want, and the courts have upheld that. Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act allows social media companies to remove posts found to be obscene or excessively violent as long as they're acting in good faith. Even after being banned from social media, Trump has continued to spread lies about the 2020 election, baselessly claiming that he won, even though officials, including his own attorney general, found no evidence of mass voter fraud.
Not only what they
Less
say.
Than an hour after making the announcement at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf course, Trump's team began sending out emails, fundraising appeals linked to the lawsuits. Legal observers estimate that combined, the former president, his political campaigns, and the Trump organization have filed more than 4,000 suits over the last three decades.
Strikes me as more of a way to get media hype than it does that he's filing meritorious lawsuits.
Typically, the courts have dismissed similar suits, and experts say these two are likely dead on arrival.
He's implying here that that Twitter and Facebook and Google have violated the First Amendment. But the First Amendment doesn't apply to Twitter, Google, and Facebook because they're private companies.
And tonight, the Republican National Committee has joined in the fundraising, sending out an appeal that mentions these lawsuits. So far, no response to them at all from Twitter, Facebook, and Google, Marnie.